Newfoundland and Labrador, Canada's easternmost province, is a land of raw beauty and untamed wilderness. Perched at the edge of North America, this remarkable territory offers a diverse tapestry of landscapes that have been shaped by ancient geological forces and sculpted by the relentless power of the Atlantic Ocean. As we embark on our journey to explore the hiking trails and natural wonders of this region, it is essential to first understand the unique geography and climate that define this captivating corner of the world. The province is composed of two distinct geographical entities, the island of Newfoundland and the mainland region of Labrador. Newfoundland, often referred to as the Rock by locals, is the world's 16th largest island, covering an impressive 108,860 square kilometers, or 42,031 square miles. This expanse of land, surrounded by the frigid waters of the North Atlantic, is a geographical marvel that bears the scars of its tumultuous past. The island's coastline is a spectacle in itself, a jagged masterpiece carved by millennia of pounding waves and grinding ice. Sheer cliffs rise dramatically from the sea, their faces etched with the story of the land's formation. Countless bays and inlets pierce the shoreline, creating sheltered havens that have nurtured human settlements for thousands of years. Along this rugged periphery, one can find some of the most awe-inspiring features of Newfoundland's landscape: towering sea stacks that stand as sentinels against the ocean's fury, and sprawling beaches where icebergs occasionally come to rest on their long journey south. Venturing inland, the landscape transforms. The interior of Newfoundland is dominated by long-range mountains, an ancient and weathered extension of the Appalachian chain. These highlands, though modest in elevation compared to their cousins in the western part of the continent, possess a unique charm and rugged beauty. Rounded peaks and deep valleys create a rhythm across the land, their contours softened by the passage of time and the persistent forces of erosion. The long-range mountains are not merely a physical feature, but a defining element of Newfoundland's character. They influence weather patterns, create diverse microclimates, and have historically acted as a barrier to east-west travel across the island. For hikers, these mountains offer some of the most challenging and rewarding trails in the province, including sections of the famous East Coast Trail and the demanding Long Range Traverse in Gros Morne National Park. Beyond the mountains, much of Newfoundland's interior is blanketed in vast stretches of boreal forest. This is a realm of spruce, fir, and pine, interspersed with stands of birch and aspen. The forest floor is a thick carpet of moss and lichen, punctuated by a myriad of smaller plants adapted to the harsh northern climate. These woodlands are home to a diverse array of wildlife, from the iconic moose, introduced to the island in the early 20th century and now ubiquitous, to the endangered Newfoundland pine marten. In stark contrast to the dense forest, Newfoundland also features expansive areas known as barrens. These windswept plateaus, reminiscent of Arctic tundra, are characterized by low-growing vegetation and exposed bedrock. The barrens can seem desolate at first glance, but they harbor a delicate ecosystem of hardy plants and animals adapted to life in this harsh environment. For hikers, the barrens offer unparalleled vistas and a sense of vastness that is both humbling and exhilarating. Water is a constant presence in Newfoundland's landscape. The island is dotted with innumerable lakes and ponds, from small, hidden tarns nestled in mountain valleys to vast bodies of water, like Grand Lake and Red Indian Lake. Rivers and streams crisscross the land, carving their way through forest and rock, often culminating in spectacular waterfalls. These freshwater ecosystems not only add to the scenic beauty of the island, but also play a crucial role in supporting diverse wildlife and providing opportunities for activities like fishing and canoeing.